Hello, bonjour, and welcome to Local First. I'm Candace Vetter, and today I'm speaking with Greg Flood, who is the Manager of Media and Outreach at Elections Ontario. He's going to talk to us about voters' cards. Hi, Greg. Thanks very much for phoning me back. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Candace.
We're in Eastern Ontario, and a number of people have not received voters' cards. And there's been, you know, a lot of stuff on social media about how do I vote? Can I vote? Where do I vote? And so on. So what should people do if they have not received their cards?
So I just wanted to share folks that the voters' cards are in the mail. So hopefully they will arrive before Election Day. But if you haven't received your voter information card, then the quickest solution is to come to the Elections Ontario website, which is elections.on.ca. Mm-hmm. Once you get on there, we have the voter information system. And all you have to do is your postal code in that system, and it will tell you your closest polling location for the general election, which is taking place on February the 27th. And that is the easiest way to do it. Just one other important point that if you haven't registered, you can still show up in person at your local polling station, and you can register in person as well, too, and then you'll be able to participate in the upcoming election.
So bringing ID, I presume?
Yes. You can check out the ID requirements again on our website, which is elections.on.ca. There's a ton of different examples on there that folks can look at, and just make sure you bring those ID pieces with you when you show up at the polling station. And again, you'll be able to participate, cast your ballot in the upcoming election.
Okay, so I went on that website and I put in my postal code, and it came up as the message said it couldn't find an electoral district for that postal code. So then now what should I do?
So yeah, if that happens to any of your listeners, I suggest give us a call. Sorry, I don't have a number off the top of my head, but I can get that for you. Give us a ring. We have staff in place basically all day that are willing to assist and help out, figure out these situations. So if any of your viewers are experiencing those difficult situations, and if you don't have access to the web, because some folks might not have access to the web, just give us a shout at Elections Ontario. We'll be happy to walk you through the process and make sure we get you to the right polling station.
Okay. Can you tell us your phone number?
Our direct is 1-888-668-8683.
Okay, great. Do you have any idea why some postal codes might have get that weird answer?
No, I don't. I honestly don't understand why there might be an issue with that. But again, our goal is to make voting as easy as possible for everybody in Ontario. So if anybody's experiencing those issues, like I said, just explore those two avenues that I mentioned. Come to our website or give us a call at that 1-888 number that I mentioned. And we'll definitely be happy to look into that for folks. We want to make sure that people are able to get to the polling station and cast their ballot. You know, and the other thing I might want to mention, too, is you don't have to wait until February the 27th to cast your ballot. You can still vote right now. You can go to your local voting office and you can vote in person there through special ballot. So if folks are looking for different avenues to vote, you can vote on Election Day, of course, but you can also go to the local voting office and vote by special ballot in person.
Okay, well, thanks so much for taking the time to speak with me. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Have yourself a great day.
After the interview was complete, Greg said that he would check into why a postal code and probably some others weren't working on the website at Elections Ontario. I was just speaking with Greg Flood of Elections Ontario about voters' cards. I'm Candace Vetter on Local First for CJRO and the Local Journalism Initiative. CJRO, last on the dial, first for local news.